Welcome to today's deep dive. If you're listening to this, you're probably someone who loves understanding how things actually work. And today, we are jumping straight into the hidden ecosystem of a machine that you might actually have sitting in your driveway right now.
Or at the very least, one you see on the road every single day.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack a highly detailed behind-the-scenes guide from Autoscope. They are an expert European auto shop based out of Dallas and Plano, Texas.
And they've basically given us a complete masterclass on the Audi A series.
Right. We're looking at what it actually takes to keep a luxury high-performance machine running, especially when you subject it to brutal environmental factors like that legendary dashboard melting Texas heat.
It is a brilliant guide to unpack because what we're looking at today isn't just a basic list of car repairs, you know. It's not a dry maintenance schedule.
No, not at all.
It's this fascinating look at the exact intersection of traditional grease under the fingernails mechanics and highly advanced, almost spacecraft level computing.
It really is.
And understanding these systems, how they constantly interact and where they ultimately break down, it can literally save you thousands of dollars. And even if you don't drive a European luxury car, understanding this modern ecosystem is going to completely change how you view automotive engineering.
Okay, let's unpack this. The Audi A series is essentially the brand's primary lineup of luxury sedans and sportbacks, but they aren't all created equal, right? Especially when you pop the hood.
Definitely not.
The Autoscope guide outlines a real scaling complexity here. So let's start with the models they most commonly service down in that Dallas and Plano market.
That would be the A3, the A4, and the A5.
Right. These are your compact and midsize vehicles. They typically run on incredibly efficient turbocharged four-cylinder engines, though you sometimes see a V6 in the A5.
Yeah, usually.
The shop considers the service complexity on these to be moderate to high, but then you step up to the heavyweights.
Right. You move into the larger footprint models, the A6, the A7, and that massive flagship A8 sedan.
Exactly. And suddenly you're not just dealing with a simple four-cylinder anymore. You're looking at V6 engines, V8s, mild hybrids.
Evolve hybrid variants, too.
Yeah, full hybrids. Mm. At that point, the service complexity just jumps to high and very high. And the guide makes it very clear that the larger the vehicle in this lineup, the more advanced the diagnostic capability required to even figure out what's wrong with it.
What's fascinating here is exactly why that complexity scales up so dramatically. It isn't just because the engines physically have more cylinders or take up more space under the hood.
Right.
Audi's entire engineering philosophy relies incredibly heavily on networked electronic control modules.
Explain that a bit more for the listener.
Think of them as a localized internet of computers scattered all throughout the chassis. These control modules have to coordinate multiple, highly complex physical systems simultaneously in real time. We're talking about managing the engine performance. The dual-clutch automatic transmission, traction control, the adaptive suspension, and all those digital driver assistance features. They are constantly talking to each other over an internal communication network.
Let's actually define some of those terms for you listening, because it puts the computing power into perspective. Take the dual clutch transmission, for example.
That's a great example.
For those who haven't looked inside one, a dual clutch essentially has one clutch for the even gears and one for the odd gears. It physically preps the next gear before you even shift.
It's incredibly fast.
But it requires massive computing power to time that handoff perfectly. Same with the adaptive suspension, which uses sensors to read the road and adjust the shock absorbers in, like, milliseconds to keep the ride smooth.
Precisely. And that deep integration is why repairing these vehicles has completely changed.
Wait, let me push back on that for a second.
Yeah.
Let's say I drive an A4. Why can't I just take it to the trusty, independent mechanic down the street who's been fixing my family's cars for 20 years? A wrench is a wrench, isn't it?
I mean,
if a part is broken, you unbolt it and put a new one on.
In a vehicle from 1995, absolutely.
Okay.
But today, taking a modern Audi to a general repair shop that doesn't have the proprietary diagnostic software is basically like trying to fix a supercomputer with a standard socket wrench.
That's a profound mismatch of tools.
Completely. The general shop simply cannot communicate with those control modules. So what happens? It leads to this incredibly frustrating cycle of misdiagnosis.
They just guess.
Yeah, they just start replacing expensive mechanical parts, hoping one of them fixes the problem, but they can't see the digital side. You end up having to go back for repeated service visits while your wallet just gets lighter.
That makes a lot of sense. European-focused repair facilities actually have to maintain advanced manufacturer-level scan tools just to read the proprietary fault codes.
They do.
I read that replacing a battery isn't even just dropping in a battery anymore.
Oh, not at all.
You literally have to tell the car's computer that a new battery is installed so it changes the alternator's charging profile. It's digital repair as much as it is mechanical repair.
It really is. Often, fixing the car requires updating vehicle software, recalibrating those adaptive sensors, or resetting baseline system parameters before you ever even turn a wrench.
But at the end of the day, even with all that digital wizardry, these are still physical machines that experience intense physical wear and tear.
Absolutely. Physics always wins.
Right. And the Autoscope guide outlines what we can essentially call the four horsemen of Audi wear and tear.
I like that phrasing.
And the first one is the turbocharger. Almost all modern A-series vehicles rely on turbos to get that punchy, off-the-line acceleration.
And turbochargers live an incredibly brutal life. The physics of it are intense.
How so?
A turbocharger works by using the hot exhaust gases, leaving the engine to spin a turbine, which then forces more fresh air into the engine for a bigger combustion.
Making it more powerful.
Right. But that means they are constantly exposed to extreme exhaust heat, and their internal components spin at dizzying speeds. We're talking upwards of 100,000 to 150,000 revolutions per minute.
That is insane.
The only thing keeping that metal from melting into slag is a very thin film of engine oil.
So over time, that combination of blistering heat and intense friction inevitably wears them down, especially if that oil degrades.
Exactly.
So for you listening, if you're driving and you start experiencing a sudden loss of acceleration, or you hear these whining or grinding noises coming from the engine bay, almost like a dentist drill, or you see increased exhaust smoke, those are the classic symptoms of a failing turbo.
You might also get an engine warning light specifically related to boost pressure.
Right. And the prevention for that is surprisingly simple, according to the guide. Strict, regular oil changes using the exact manufacturer-approved oil specifications.
Because that specific oil is chemically designed to handle those turbo temperatures without breaking down into sludge.
Makes total sense. Now, the second horseman of wear and tear is carbon buildup. And here's where it gets really interesting. The A-Series uses direct injection engines.
Right, and the why behind this carbon buildup is a perfect example of how an engineering advancement creates a brand new maintenance requirement.
Walk us through that.
In older engine designs, which used port injection, the fuel was injected into the intake manifold. The gasoline itself would physically wash over the intake valves on its way into the cylinder.
Acting like a solvent to keep them clean.
Exactly. But with direct injection, the fuel is sprayed at high pressure directly into the combustion chamber. It completely bypasses the valves.
Meaning nothing is washing over those intake valves anymore.
Nothing at all.
Because of that, crankcase vapors and oil blow-bys start to bake onto the hot metal valves. Carbon deposits accumulate over time, and it's exactly like plaque building up in an artery, restricting the airflow the engine needs to breathe.
That's a perfect analogy. And as that plaque builds up, the engine starts gasping for air. The symptoms for the driver are a rough, shaky idle, noticeably reduced fuel efficiency, sluggish acceleration, and eventually engine misfires.
But the fix mentioned in the source is what really caught my eye because it sounds completely wild.
The walnut blasting.
Yes. To stop the misfires and restore the airflow, technicians have to perform a periodic intake cleaning using a process literally called walnut blasting.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
They blast crushed walnut shells into the engine at high pressure to scrub away the hardened carbon. The walnut shells are abrasive enough to clean the carbon, but soft enough that they won't damage the aluminum engine components.
It's such a memorable, highly specific detail from the shop.
It really is.
It's a brilliant, almost brute force mechanical solution to a very modern chemical problem.
Now, the third major area to watch out for involves the cooling systems.
European engines run hot by design for efficiency, meaning the water pumps and the thermostat housings are known, critical wear points.
For you listening, your nose is actually your best diagnostic tool here.
It really is.
If you're walking away from your car after a drive and you start smelling a distinctly sweet, almost syrupy odor from the grill, that is the smell of leaking coolant.
You also want to keep a very close eye on rising engine temperatures on your dashboard or any low coolant warnings.
Prompt repair is the only thing standing between a minor leak and severe engine damage from a total overheating event,
which is a catastrophic failure you absolutely want to avoid. And that brings us to the fourth area, the ignition components.
Specifically, the spark plugs and the ignition coils.
Right, the spark. Because none of the air or fuel matters if it isn't detonating correctly.
Exactly.
Audi engines demand incredibly precise ignition timing down to the millisecond. If that timing is off even by a fraction, the whole synchronized dance falls apart.
So as ignition coils inevitably degrade through normal use, and as spark plugs foul, they start failing to deliver the proper voltage.
And that leads directly to rough engine operation, misfires, a drop in fuel economy, and a very noticeable loss of power when you try to merge onto the highway.
Now, let's take all of those mechanical realities, the turbo spinning at 100,000 RPMs, the direct injection, the complex cooling systems, and drop them into a very specific environment.
The Texas heat.
Yes. The Autoscope guide zeroes in on the Dallas and Plano, Texas area. And honestly, a Texas summer is pretty much the ultimate stress test for any machine.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, extreme ambient heat is a massive stress multiplier for an automobile. Think about it. The engine is already generating hundreds of degrees of internal heat.
Right.
When you operate that vehicle in 105 degree Dallas summer temperatures, especially sitting in stop and go traffic on Interstate 75 with no airflow over the radiator, the vehicle faces an enormous burden.
It regularly encounters elevated coolant pressures just trying to keep the block from melting.
You can literally bake cookies on a dashboard in August down there.
You really can. And that ambient heat acts like an accelerant for wear across the board. The guide points out that this climate causes rapid battery degradation.
It does.
It puts a massively increased constant strain on the air conditioning compressors. The engine fluids, like the oil and transmission fluid, actually lose their viscosity and break down faster in the heat.
Even the physical rubber under the hood, the coolant hoses, the vacuum lines, the gaskets they dry out become brittle and deteriorate much quicker than they would in a mild climate.
You really have to stay ahead of it. Living in a high heat environment means you cannot treat the maintenance schedule as a suggestion.
And when we talk about the specific engineering of an Audi under these conditions, we absolutely have to talk about the Quattro system.
This is Audi's proprietary all-wheel drive technology. It's really a defining feature of the brand.
It is.
But most drivers just assume all four wheels turn and that's the end of the story. They don't think about the ecosystem beneath the floorboards.
It's incredibly complex. The best way to visualize the Quattro system is to imagine a runner sprinting across an icy sidewalk. Their brain is constantly adjusting the grip, the weight distribution, and the angle of their shoes in milliseconds to keep from falling.
That's a great way to picture it.
Quattro does the exact same thing for a car. It dynamically transfers power between the front and rear wheels, and even side to side, depending on which wheel actually has grip.
But that magic requires hidden physical components that desperately need regular servicing. The guide lists center differential lubrication, inspecting the transfer case, checking the drive shaft alignment, replacing the differential fluid, and calibrating the wheel speed sensors.
And those wheel speed sensors tie right back into the electronic control modules we discussed earlier. The digital and the mechanical are completely intertwined here.
The sensors are the eyes and the differentials are the muscles.
Exactly. If you skip this Quattro maintenance and the fluid in that center differential turns to sludge, the mechanical consequence is violent drivetrain vibration.
Like shaking the whole car.
The car will literally bind and hop when you try to make a tight turn in a parking lot. And the digital consequence is that the traction control system gets completely confused.
So with all this complexity, the turbos, the direct injection, the Quattro system, the brutal Texas heat, it sounds like keeping one of these cars on the road is a monumental task.
It can seem daunting.
But there's actually a very encouraging fact in this Autoscope guide. A well-maintained Audi engine can easily exceed 150,000 to 200,000 miles.
That's very true.
But getting there requires a strict philosophy of maintenance.
It requires absolute discipline. Because these are precision engineered components with incredibly tight tolerances, they rely entirely on proper lubrication, calibration, and system balance.
So the old mindset of just waiting for something to break and then fixing it.
That will bankrupt you with a luxury car. Preventive care is the only path forward.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. The guide lists out this whole roadmap of milestones.
Okay.
Oil and inspections at 10,000 miles, cabin filters at 20,000, spark plugs at 40,000, transmission service at 60,000.
Yes.
Why does a transmission service at 60,000 miles actually matter? What is realistically happening to that fluid by mile 59,999?
It's a great question. Over 60,000 miles, the physical clutch material inside that dual clutch transmission slowly wears away.
Just from normal shifting.
Right. Those microscopic metal and friction particles float around in the transmission fluid. The fluid itself also shears down from the constant heat and pressure, losing its protective qualities.
So it's not lubricating properly anymore.
Exactly. If you don't flush that fluid and get those abrasive particles out at 60,000 miles, they act like liquid sandpaper, destroying the incredibly delicate internal valves.
Wow.
You're trading a several hundred dollar fluid service for a several thousand dollar transmission replacement.
That puts it in perfect perspective. And the guide also calls out the suspension realities for aging models.
Especially on North Texas roads.
Right. With all the rapid urban development, construction zones, and potholes, the suspension components are going to take a beating.
They absolutely will. Audi suspensions are designed for tight, precise handling. But that precision means they use complex multi-link setups with numerous control arms.
And a control arm bushing is essentially a dense rubber puck that isolates the metal arm from the frame of the car to absorb vibrations.
Right.
But like we talked about with the Texas heat, that rubber dries out and cracks.
Mm.
When that happens, you start getting metal-on-metal contact.
And you will definitely notice it.
For you listening, the sensory warning signs are pretty clear. Listen for heavy clunking or knocking noises when you go over speed bumps.
Pay attention to the steering wheel, too. Does it feel loose or vague?
Does the vehicle dive forward heavily when you brake? Have you noticed your tires wearing completely unevenly on one side?
Those are all signs that the ball joints, the struts, or the bushings have given up.
And ignoring those signs doesn't just ruin the luxury ride quality.
No, it actively makes the vehicle unsafe to drive at highway speeds.
Now, to ground this whole conversation, we need to talk about the actual price tag of luxury. We've talked about how advanced this engineering is, but that advanced engineering inevitably contributes to higher repair costs compared to a standard economy sedan.
Yes, the wallet impact is real, and it's something every owner has to factor into their budget.
The Autoscope guide breaks down the typical cost ranges, and it's eye-opening. A standard specialized oil service is going to run you between $120 and $250.
Brake replacements sit anywhere from $500 to $1,200.
If your suspension starts to go and you need new control arms, those repairs are between $700 and $2,000.
That transmission fluid service we talked about, that's $500 to $1,500.
And if you neglect your oil changes and that turbocharger spinning at 100,000 RPMs finally grenades,
a turbocharger replacement is a massive hit.
We're talking anywhere from $1,500 to $4,000.
Which perfectly illustrates why specialized, independent European auto repair facilities are so vital.
Right.
Preventive care with a specialist who actually understands the ecosystem is the only way you avoid that $4,000 turbo disaster. Drivers who maintain strict service intervals with an expert typically experience much lower long-term ownership costs, because they are intercepting the failures before they become catastrophic.
And the guide outlines exactly what that specialist advantage looks like, why you take it to a place like Autoscope instead of the Quick Lube place on the corner.
They have over 40 years of experience specifically working on European models.
They carry the exact same factory diagnostic software tools as the dealership.
They have technicians specifically trained in the mechanical quirks of quattro drivetrains and the digital requirements of software coding.
Plus, they offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on their labor, alongside free shuttle services and a courtesy hand wash and vacuum. It's about getting that high-end dealership-level capability, but with the relationship of an independent service center.
It's about having a relationship with technicians who know the platform-specific repair patterns of an Audi inside and out.
They know to look for the water pump leak before it blows on the highway.
They know when to recommend the walnut blasting for the carbon buildup, because they've seen it 1,000 times before.
So what does this all mean? Whether you're currently driving a luxury European vehicle through the blistering heat of Dallas, or you're just someone who loves understanding how incredibly complex machines operate, the main takeaway is clear.
Achieving high-performance engineering requires a perfect ongoing marriage of diligent mechanical upkeep and hyper-precise digital diagnostics.
You really cannot have one without the other. You can't just change the oil and ignore the adaptive sensor calibrations.
And you can't just clear digital fault codes on a screen without actually replacing the physically degrading spark plugs.
This raises an important question, though. As luxury vehicles, like the entire Audi A-Series, become increasingly reliant on these tightly integrated proprietary electronic modules to manage absolutely everything.
From how the engine breathes, to how the suspension absorbs a pothole, to how the tires dynamically grip an icy road.
Exactly. Are we rapidly approaching an era where the traditional, independent neighborhood mechanic with just a toolbox is entirely obsolete?
And at what point does a car stop being a mechanical machine that we physically repair and start being a giant rolling computer that we simply sit inside and wait for a software update?
That is a fascinating thought to leave on. The line between software and steel is only getting thinner every single year. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep asking questions, stay curious, and keep seeking out those aha moments in the world around you. We'll catch you on the next one.